Hello, everybody. Hey, guess what? Breaking news, right? Hypnosis is real. Hypnosis is real. It's been scientifically proven. They've done MRIs, they've done all kinds of scientific stuff to make sure that hypnosis is real. It's been accepted by the American Medical Association, American Psychological Association, but that's not what this video is about. It's about those fakers out there. That's right. There's some people out there just faking it. They don't know what they're doing. And today I'm going to give you about seven different ways you can tell real hypnotists from the fakers. So stay tuned. I've trained thousands of hypnotists. I've trained in different parts of the world. I've seen many, many, many clients. And one of the things that really upsets me is the number of people who are just faking it, that are not really taking hypnosis seriously. They think it's a scam and they are scam artists. So here's how you can avoid being taken in by one of them. All right, number one, there's lots of people out there. I mean, the vast majority of hypnotists are really trying to do their best. They've been certified and stuff like that. But there's some hypnotists out there that, they believe hypnosis is what they saw on TV, or a movie or something like that. And I'll tell you what, 99.99% of the stuff you see on TV or in the movies is wrong, wrong, wrong in one way or another. And so these fake hypnotists, they just take it from a dramatic point of view. Look into my eyes, and as you do, you go under my control. Okay, blah, blah, blah. That's not hypnosis. Not hypnosis. Never was hypnosis. Never will be hypnosis. All right, number two. Too many fake hypnotists have never been hypnotized. They have never been hypnotized. That's where part of the problem is. If you're taking a hypnosis certification course, one of the things that's essential is that you become a true believer. Before you become someone who's qualified and certified and knows the technology of hypnosis, first of all, you've got to believe it's true. And seeing is believing, experiencing is believing. You need to be hypnotized so that you can become a really, really good hypnotist. That's why in all of my classes, everybody's getting hypnotized left and right. So, fake hypnotists probably never been hypnotized. Number three, fake hypnotists, you know what? A lot of them are just self-taught. Like I said, some of them, all they know is what they've seen in the TV and the movies, and others, they've read books, okay? But hypnotizing someone is an activity. It's something you do. That's like, you can't become a really good tennis player by reading a book. You can't become a good football player by reading a book. You can't become an actor by reading a book or anything like that. You need to have a live certification course. Now, that could be online or it could be in the classroom, but it has to be with an instructor who's qualified, experienced, and really can tell you what to do, give you reading to do. And then every single day in class, what we do is we have supervised hypnosis practice to where everyone in the room is pairing up with someone in class, either in the classroom or online. And you know what they're doing? They're hypnotizing each other. And what they do is they come out as people who can hypnotize people, know what hypnotize is, and what I like to call true believers, people who believe in hypnosis because they've experienced it. Another way you can catch fake hypnotists, number four, is fake hypnotists, since they're learning from books. And books, gosh, nowadays we understand that books are outdated pretty much the day they were written. But if you're reading a book from, some great hypnotist from the past, guess what? Not only did you not get supervised or trained by that person, but the techniques you're learning are outdated. I'll tell you something. Human beings and their way of thinking and the way they trust and what they think about people who are guiding them or mentoring them has changed. You see, if you start reading books like by Dave Ellman, he trained doctors and dentists. And back then, in the 50s and 60s, you know what? Doctors and dentists, they were like way up here. They said something that was gospel. We used to say, well, it's doctor's orders. There was no skepticism. And so when someone who's in a high place of authority they can actually use very weak and ineffective hypnosis techniques sometimes and get away with it. But the professional hypnotist or hypnotherapist, we really need to be using the most advanced techniques. So you can tell the fakers because they're using out-of-date techniques. And a lot of times when they don't work, they blame the client. And that's really, really sad. Not good for the profession. Number five, fifth way you can tell a fake hypnotist from a real hypnotist or hypnotherapist is sleep. Hypnosis is not sleep. And the problem is too many of these fake hypnotists, they don't know the difference between sleep and hypnosis. Hypnosis is not sleep. We've known that for a long time. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Now, when you use those old techniques like a progressive relaxation induction without any kind of depth testing, you go deeper, relax, going into your feet, going into your ankle, and all this kind of stuff. And it takes 10, 15, even 20 minutes to get them hypnotized from the point of the poorly trained or fake hypnotist. And what happens is then they just go on and read a script. And now you are blah, 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 right? And the problem with that is these old inductions that are based on the concept that hypnosis, sleep, your eyes are getting droopy, drowsy, sleepy, drowsy, sleepy. These are not real hypnosis. This is outdated. It's fake hypnosis unless they do the next thing I'm going to get into. All right. So, hypnosis is not sleep. If they use words like sleep without first saying to the client, hey, I'm going to use the word sleep, but I don't mean sleep like at night. I mean, you just go deeply relaxed as if you were asleep. Now, I'll let that slip by. But if they're going, getting sleepy, sleepy, you're going to sleep, you're going to sleep. And then they go to sleep. Oh my goodness, that's one of the worst things that could happen in a hypnosis session is someone go to sleep because hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. Nowhere has any research shown that sleep, the kind of sleep you do at night, is a heightened state of suggestibility. That's the whole purpose of hypnosis, is so that the mind can work in that heightened state of suggestibility, so that the hypnotist can use hypnotic suggestions and hypnotic techniques to transform what you think, how you feel, and how you behave so that you can be happier, more successful in life. Okay, finally, number seven, depth testing. Depth testing. I see too many people like on YouTube or something and doing hypnotic demonstrations, and they wind up with someone that's like this. What does that mean? It means nothing. It does not mean they're hypnotized. If you're doing hypnosis demonstration, you need to demonstrate they're hypnotized first to yourself and then to the client and maybe to the audience or classroom if you're in a teaching situation. So, what you want to use is like my five path induction, which you can get on fivepath.com. Okay. And it's an induction that's designed to take someone into somnambulism, a very deep, very useful level of hypnosis, and then has a built-in covert test for that depth of hypnosis. Okay. So, one of the big, big, big differences between fake hypnotist and real hypnotist is what? Do they do any depth testing at all? You know, I once had this one well-known hypnosis author in my class, and we were breaking into groups to practice doing inductions. He goes, Cal, I have to admit to you, I'm not a very good hypnotist. Okay, he was good at writing books, but when it come down to actually hypnotizing people, he didn't know what he was doing. After he took my class, then he wrote another book with another hypnotist, and they started pushing forward this idea of depth testing and other things that I teach in class that are so important to lift the entire profession. So, fake hypnotists do no testing at all. The professional, real hypnotist is going to do two kinds of depth testing. One is covert. This is a kind of hypnosis depth testing that the hypnotist does so that the hypnotist knows that the client is hypnotized, and then overt depth testing, which is done so that the client knows that he or she is hypnotized. And if it's a classroom situation, that the classroom knows that the person is hypnotized. And that could be as simple as for covert, like a test for amnesia by suggestion, and overt would be like eye lock and arm catalepsy. All right, let's see here. Oh, if you think I'm right on, or if you think I'm missing something, or if you've got another fakery that you know about, please leave a comment. I love answering questions and responding to your comments. And by the way, my next class, if you don't want to be a fake hypnotist, if you want to be a real top percent hypnotist where you can actually have a career and actually help people, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. That's right, Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. And I got a class, if it's in 2025, coming up in September 14th to the 20th here in Dallas, and also November 2nd to the 8th, also in Dallas. And then I also have one coming up in January that's being scheduled right now. You can call our office about it. Now, let me tell you something, our classes are live. Some of the people are in our classroom, and then some of them are online. And everybody participates, everybody practices, everybody gets their answers question. It's amazing how well that works out. All right, that's it. Hope to see you in class. Cal Banyan, signing off.